I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Protests are ratcheting up in Pakistan as the prime minister clings to power. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International.
The whole country is on a knife's edge right now. It's gotten fairly violent in the clashes with police as they're trying to maintain order and calm.
For the complete backstory on this situation, visit missionnetworknews.org. Pakistan is no stranger to political unrest. Pray for Christians as they bear the brunt of community unhappiness.
When the majority population may feel frustrated with what's happening in the country, take it out on a Christian.
Next, another U.S. missionary doctor has contracted Ebola while working in Liberia. Serving in Missions, or SIM, confirmed the announcement yesterday afternoon, adding that the doctor is doing well and is in good spirits. It's not yet known how the doctor contracted the virus since he wasn't actually treating the Ebola patients. You can find this story in full at missionnetworknews.org. Pray for this doctor's healing and pray the Ebola outbreak would be contained. And can you imagine going to a school where the class schedule is sporadic and decided last minute? Well, because of blackouts in Uganda, that's a reality. AMG International is asking us to pray for electricity for a Ugandan school's computer lab. Pete Lefakis of AMG says,
electricity is important. It's difficult to have it. We get so used to it being just a light switch away. But in Uganda, that's not the case. It's really a blessing to have it, and you're not sure how long you'll have it or when it'll come back on.
Visit our website to find out how this computer lab is actually key to sharing the gospel with the surrounding community. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want some good news you won't get anywhere else for free? Well, sign up for our daily e-news blasts. Go to missionnetworknews.org, click on the banner, fill out the information, and you'll get news that you can do something about. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.